In our previous year, we began a discussion about the issur to make dairy bread. But as we quoted the Gemara Masechta Pesachim and the Shulchan Aruch that say that when it's mu'etes, when it's a small amount, it's permitted. So now the question is, what does that mean? So the Torah says that if it's going to be eaten up in one day, we're not concerned that you're going to forget that this bread is dairy or fleishig. If all of this bread will be eaten up within one day, it's enough of a heter. What is the definition of one day? So the Paiskim say, most Paiskim say, that the definition is not just that day of the week. It means a 24-hour period. And actually, Baruch HaShulchan says that, and there's a very gishmak raya. Because we quoted in our previous year the words of the Ramah here in Siman Tzadik Zayin in Yerodeya. And when we look at the words of the Ramah in Siman Tzadik Zayin in Yerodeya, he says you're allowed to make such a bread for Shabbos. Now Shabbos is actually even more than 24 hours. So we see that Pas Mu'etes is one day. One day can mean even more than 24 days. However, if you bake more than just for one day, then not only is it usur, but even the amount that you bake, so let's say you're baking bread. And you're baking bread challah on Friday, and you're making it fleishig for Shabbos, and you're going to keep it, and you're baking a lot of challahs, more than you need just for Shabbos. There the paiskim are machmer. Because the entire heter is only for one day. So therefore, if you're going to bake challahs that you're going to have left over for after Shabbos, or another shayla, which is, I'm not quite sure how to paskin the shayla, the people that don't, the bake challahs, but they don't want to bake every Friday challah, so they bake a number of challahs, and they put away in the freezer challahs to have for a number of weeks. So you bake more than for one day, but your intention was to eat it only at one day at a time. It's not clear if we could be mekel. Mu'at a meruba, say the paiskim, does not depend on size. It depends on how much you're going to eat. So let's say you're going to have many guests at your meal on Shabbos. So you'll have to bake many fleishig challahs. Or if you'll have a bakery, and the bakery obviously prepares many challahs because there are many customers. As long as he prepares just the amount that's going to be used for Shabbos itself, that's enough. That's fine. However, it's obvious that if you have a bakery that's going to be making fleishig challahs just for Shabbos, which is, as we're learning now, permitted, you need to be very careful to make sure that anybody who buys bread or challah in the store is well aware that this is fleishig or milchig. There should be a sign on the shelf, not just that the storekeeper or the person behind the counter lets you know. It's can't rely that he's not going to maybe forget to notify any specific customer. The heter of a small amount is only, as we said earlier in our previous year, only if it was a small amount when you baked it. But if you baked a larger amount and then you decided I'm going to distribute it to many people, since, as we learned, when you made it, it was made be'isser. So as we quoted our previous year, that becomes usr. On the other hand, let's say you legitimately bake the amount that you're going to need only for Shabbos, which we're learning now is mutter. And then you had leftovers, not that you planned on having leftovers, that bread still remains mutter. If that's the first heter of making a small amount, which is a heter that, as is obvious from the words of our shir, not an easy heter to employ. So the more common heter is to make a heker, that everybody will be able to know that this is dairy bread. Again, we have to repeat. The only time we could use this heter is if when we prepared the bread, when we shaped it to bake, it was noticeably different. However, if it was not done that way and you made a dairy, now you want to correct the situation, it's not going to be good. The Paiskim indicate that the heker does not have to be a heker that it indicates that it's dairy. It has to be different, because once it's different, people will ask, why does this bread look different than all other breads? And that will cause them to recognize that it's dairy. So therefore, a heter that is used quite often is if, as you bake the bread, you put a sticker that's obviously going to be able to withstand the baking in the oven that says that this is dairy bread. However, it's critical that sticker be applied before you bake the bread. For as we have been discussing in our shiur, once the bread is usr, because you made dairy bread, that cannot be corrected by putting a sticker on it afterwards. Another heter is if the bread or the food has a dairy or meat filling, and the dairy or the meat filling comes out of the bread, and it's noticeable that it's dairy, it's cheese, it's meat, that is a heter. However, what's very important to discuss when we rely on this heter is this heter is only going to work if the filling is noticeable outside of the bread or the food. But if you're only going to know and recognize that there's a meat filling or a dairy filling after you bite into it or open it, that isn't considered enough of a heter. If you have a type of a baked product that's always made dairy, or it's always made fleishik, can you rely on it? That means everybody from this location knows that this type of bread, this type of baked good is made dairy or fleishigs. The Paiskim say you can't rely on that because there are people that are going to come here that don't know that this bread is always dairy. However, and therefore this becomes critical for in the entire halacha of Shinui. In our shir, we're discussing the concept of Shinui. The issue when we discuss the concept of Shinui is that the definition of a Shinui needs to be a Shinui that will cause a person to ask a question. It has to be a Shinui, it has to be something that will cause the purchaser of this bread to ask, why does this bread look different? Why does this product look different than what I'm accustomed to buy? But if you don't have that type of a situation, then you can't be lenient because you can't know that because, so I made a bread, the baker made something interesting. So it's critical that the shinui has to be in a way that it should be noticeable to cause someone to ask. Furthermore, it is the opinion of most Paiskim that the shinui has to be in the bread itself. For example, a very commonly asked question. What will happen if I put on the wrap, on the packaging of the bread, the word dairy? So it's difficult to be mako under such circumstances, and the reason it's difficult to be mako under such circumstances is because paiskim, because the even though you have a shinui, the shinui is not in the bread itself, and it seems from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Gemara, kein tura. Tura means that the bread itself has a different shape. It's not an outside heker.